Okay, it's getting busy now. 8:37. Last 3 days on Who's Calling Christian. Good morning, it's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. So Rose, Leslie, Ygritte from Game of Thrones and also in Luther took us up to 45 around about 20 minutes ago. Let's find out who's on the line now, taking us to 46. Good morning, who's calling Christian? Hello?
Good morning.
Who's that?
Christian, it's Matt Letizia.
It's God. God is on the line. Legend, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks, mate. And you?
Yes, very, very good. Thank you very much for giving us a call. And I'm guessing, with the weather like today, you're teeing off within an hour or two?
Well, sadly not today.
What?
Sadly not, no.
Golf.
Well, I joined Franny Benali on part of his challenge yesterday, and the body's feeling a little bit achy today.
So what were you doing yesterday?
Well, Francis Benali has embarked on another mad challenge of visiting every Premier League and Championship club in the country, and
yeah.
He's going to be doing it within 2 weeks, and he'll be doing 100 miles a day, 26 of which he's running, and 74 which he'll be cycling.
Oh, wow.
He's doing 100 miles a day for 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
And all in the name of Cancer Research UK.
Well, good on you for doing it. What an amazing charity.
I managed to do about 13 miles with him, and
cool day.
The body gave up.
So what were you running or cycling? Which bit did you do?
So I ran a half marathon with him first thing in the morning yesterday, and then I attempted to cycle the last about 18 miles, but I couldn't keep up with him. There was a couple of hills which I couldn't get up, so I let him carry on, and I got in the car and joined him at the hotel.
Why didn't you get on a tandem, you two together? That would be amazing.
Now, that would be an idea, because then he could just drag me along.
Exactly, yeah. You could just ride at the back, coasting. And whereabouts were you doing this? Was it around the Southampton area?
A dinner in London, the Legends of Football dinner, celebrating the 25 players that have all scored 100 goals in the Premier League.
Nice, what a great dinner. And listen, thank you very much for giving us a call. Now you're on. Last week, when we started this feature, Matt, we had a call from Cammy, Chris Kamara.
Yep.
And towards the call, he started saying he knew I was a Southampton fan, how much I obviously, like any Southampton fan, reveres yourself. And I'm afraid to say, he had this to say about you.
Do you know he's fitter now, Letizia, than he's ever been? He piled on the pounds a little bit, didn't he?
How dare you?
Glenn Hoddle, his manager, had to go into KFC in Southampton and tell the girl behind the counter, please don't serve him the meal for two unless he's...
That is an awful lie. How dare you? Come on, next to Matt, tell me that isn't true. At the KFC.
Of course that's not true.
Listen, this weekend when you're on Soccer Saturday, whenever you're next on, you need to take that up with Chris Kamara and say that you could easily sue for those kind of horrible lies.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it would be so bad if he'd made that line up himself, but he's nicked it off a comedian.
Now, the way this works then, Matt, is everyone who gives us a call is asking a question for the next person that calls, and yours comes from the actress Rose Leslie. And her question is, how did you get your first scar?
I remember it very well. By doing a sliding tackle in a game of football with my mates on the estate where I lived in Guernsey, I managed to slice open my shin bone on a piece of glass and had about a 3 or 4 inch gash down my shin, which went right through to the bone, which was lovely, and resulted in about quite a few stitches. I think I was only about 10 or 11, and I think that's what put me off tackling for the rest of my career, to be honest.
It's a mug's game, right?
Absolutely.
And what do you think Gareth Southgate's going to do? Obviously, he's stepping into the England manager's role in a quite sort of difficult testing situation, but you think he's going to be right during the next four games?
I mean, we should be okay for the next few qualifiers. They're not particularly tricky ties, and it's a tough situation, you know, with the last manager shooting himself in the foot somewhat, and bit of a tricky situation for the FA to find themselves in. So obviously Gareth stepped in temporarily, and I'm sure the FA will be searching very hard to find the best suitable candidate to take over.
If they rang you, Matt, and said, listen, you know, we're drawing up a shortlist, right, And they say, first of all, Matt, would you do it? And you go, no, thank you. I'm focused on my cycling and running career and biathlon. Who do you think should be the next England manager? Who would you like it to be?
Who would I like it to be?
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's two schools of thought. Obviously, if you want it to be an Englishman, which I'd probably prefer, to be honest. I think I'm not a big fan of other nationals actually coaching your national team. I think it's probably one of the worst things that FIFA allow, to be honest. I think if you're going to coach your national team, you should at least be from that country for a start. So from that point of view, if you're looking at an Englishman, we don't have a great deal of choice, which is why the second issue comes into play of it being a foreigner. And if it was, I wouldn't be averse, you know, if they were to go down the foreign route of having Arsene Wenger in charge, to be honest with you. But, you know, we've got some English managers managing the Premier League. We've got people who are not in a job at the moment, people like Steve Bruce and Glenn Hoddle, people like that. But, you know, the likes of Alan Pardew and Eddie Howe, you'd probably think it was maybe a little bit too soon for those guys, if I'm honest.
Now, listen, what's the question that you're going to leave for the next caller, Matt?
OK, my question for the next caller is, during my football career, I gained a reputation as the king of penalties. What are you king of in your life?
That's not a bad record for you, was it? 47 out of 48?
It was indeed.
What happened to the one that got away? Was it Mark Crosley who stopped it?
Yes, it was Mark Crosley. It wasn't a particularly great penalty.
KFC.
The worst bit about it all is that Mark actually saved it, and he parried it straight back out to me, and from about 8 yards, I managed to scoop it over the bar with my left foot, which is probably more embarrassing than missing the penalty itself.
All right, well, listen, Matt, good on you for supporting a fantastic charity, Cancer Research UK, and actually physically injuring yourself doing it yesterday as well. And thank you very much for giving us a call this morning.
Great to talk to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt. Take care. Have a good day.
Two lanes are currently closed on the M25 in Kent. Long delays due to an accident at the Dartford Tunnel. Also in Surrey, one lane is closed.